I think it doesn't replace the human touch, but it's just there to amplify it. So you have to see AI not just as a tool, but as a teammate. Like what any other teammate would do, it will make your work, you know, better and faster and smarter. So I think we have to think it that way.
Great events create great brands. But pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village. And we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. I am pumped for this week's episode because let's be real, we are all talking about AI, and that's what this week is all about. Guest hosted by fellow Cventer and product marketer Brittany Fisher, Brittany chats with Mark Ogsamer, director of event tech, and Kevin Cobb, VP of strategic marketing, both from Augeo. This episode will explore how AI is reshaping the events industry, not just by saving time, but by changing how experiences are created, how teams work, and what engagement really means. Through a thoughtful discussion, we'll explore what's shifting, what's possible, and what event professionals and marketers should be thinking about now in an era of AI.
Hey, everyone. My name is Brittany Fisher. Before we get started, I just want to do a little bit about me and then we can dive into it. But I'm on our product marketing team here at Cvent. And about 2 years ago, I took over being our product marketer for Cvent AI, or as we now call it, Cvent IQ. So it has become a passion of mine and my literal job. So we're going to dive into the big topic of today, which is AI. We've all seen the headlines. We've all heard about it. But what I feel like the question is still is, what is the impact of AI? Does it just help with rewriting content, or does it make an actual impact on our jobs? Is it going to change the way that event planners do their jobs? So to answer that, I'm joined by two amazing AI experts here that are going to be perfect for this conversation. Marco Ogsamer, an event technologist, and Kevin Cobb, a VP of strategic marketing for Augeo Marketing. They both have an impressive background in the events world and technology shaping our industry today, and they make a great pair for today. So let's get into it. What are some of the ways that AI has changed how you plan or run events? And what has been the impact of that?
Cool. Thanks, Brittany. I think I'll start on this one. So I think just like the whole rest of the world, AI is fundamentally shifting how we go about doing our work day in, day out. And I've often said it's one of those things that can change the most or the hardest piece of event planning, which is you never have enough time. There's never enough time in the day. There's never enough hours to get everything done, to make it as good as you want. And every time you execute a great event, it comes off, it's wonderful, then it has to be better next year. And so it's this idea of how do I create time? And this tool, this fundamental tool that's shifting the way we work in AI, is one of those things I think that you're seeing can actually do that. I think we now have something available to us that we're all learning. It makes me a little uncomfortable to hear the word AI expert. I don't know of many of those in the world right now, but it is something I would say I continue to be overtly AI curious. And so I think for the event world, it's about how can I use these tools that are changing what human beings are capable of to give me the thing that I can't create in any other way, which is more time. And so I think beginning to train additional use, which is part of what you can do with AI, right, can create hours in the day and make you focus on the creative, the fun, the better. And I think that is something that is fundamentally different about AI, and especially in the event world, it's going to rock everybody's world.
Yeah, and I also think that, you know, AI is not just improving efficiency, but it's really changing the way that we work with events. So there are now generative AI that would spit out agenda in a second. There are AI now who can produce visually rendered venues instead of doing those complicated and complex, you know, software tools. So I feel like AI is really making us not just more efficient or not just to move faster, but to move smarter and more like creative than ever before because of all of these tools.
It's a good point. How many times have you been asked, do you have any more ideas? You give them three great ideas.
Exactly.
Do you have any more ideas? You're like, I'd love to have more ideas,
except
I have to spend the next 2.5 hours doing version 1 and 2 and 3 of the notes and the emails and, you know, the timeline and all of that kind of stuff. You offload that to AI, who understands you, who knows what you want, and then away you go. You can have 2 or 3 more additional creative ideas, and maybe that 2 or 3 is the one that changes your whole event.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that particularly resonates in this industry because event planning is one of the most stressful jobs in the world. We have all heard it. So I feel like there's this idea that AI is gonna take your job, but it's like, maybe it'll just make it more manageable because there's already too much, and that's, all of these tasks are not the reason that people went into event planning. It's to do the creative side, to try and think of the next event in a different way that they're often bogged down with and don't have the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that and creating the next event, I kind of want to dive into personalization because that's a huge topic this year. How do you feel that expectations are shifting around personalization because of tools that customers use every single day, like Spotify that has Spotify Wrapped or the Netflix recommendations? How do you think that's shifting the industry and specifically in the events world?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that it's fundamentally transforming the way that we're creating and personalizing events. It's enabling us to create this more emotionally resonant user journey. If attendees are more engaged, they can share, you know, feedback better and they're participate more in activities. With our experience in using Shopify and Netflix, there is also this expectation from attendees that their experience will be more intuitive to what they like. And that's really what I think is driving the experience now in an event. So I feel like it's not only personalizing events, but it's also, it leads to more stronger engagement.
I think there's no substitute for getting to know people, but back to the idea of time, how can I do all the research to know, you know, all 300 people that are going to attend in a way that allows me to create a personalized moment with them? Well, gee, it sure would be great to have an army of robots that can go find those things out for you and go, you know, tell me, scrape their LinkedIn or their social in safe ways and in ways that they make it available, or, you know, read through the survey data that they've told you if they're a return, and bring back to me like the top 2 things this person's going to care about. Well, now I can specialize or have my AI agent specialize for you a recommendation that just says you walk in and now I can show you that I know you. That's the next level of hospitality that is going to make in-person live those touches that are so important now, which I'm sure we'll get into, is how much AI is actually increasing the importance of in-person events, but now we can make it even more personal, even more approachable from at a planning standpoint for me to go, Brittany, I remember that you wanted to read this book. You posted about it last week and it's waiting for you as a gift when you arrive in your room. That's a level of personalization very difficult to obtain without a lot of help from a research standpoint. And those are the moments that really help events shine.
And also what I'm also seeing is that this interesting shift of this empowerment towards like attendees. Like before, as an event planner, you decide what the experience would be. But now there's this shift of you're empowering your attendees to create their own experience. And, you know, you're turning passive attendees to active participants because of that. You know, personalization is different from like each and every one of us as an attendee. And, you know, if you have that kind of personalization, you will really get stronger engagement and participation from your attendees. So
it's a great point.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I think that's, you're basically saying is that we're cutting out that small talk where you have to have the high level conversations before you dive into what are you really interested in? What are your passions? And it's like, if you can get there faster, you can create those connections, which is everything that events is all about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think those are great points. When thinking about how people implement AI to make these impacts that we've talked about, how do you think that AI will change roles or skills on an event team? Like, what skills do you think might be more important in the future than they are right now with the use of AI?
Yeah, I think one of the things that AI is going to continue to teach us and encourage us which we have as characteristics inside of all of us, but we're going to have to feed and grow, is this idea of curiosity. And I think that the human part of any job has to lean into the curiosity, because the better questions you ask of AI, the better responses you get. And so I think one of the ways that it's going to continue to adapt is to encourage us to ask better and better and better questions. And so with better questions, we're then going to be able to create better and better and better tools that can work on our behalf. And so I think you're going to see, like, each of us be the leader of a small army that thinks like us. Imagine what you can accomplish then in the realm of personalization, in the realm of being able to execute the next best thing or speak to the next level of personalization in your content, or the way that someone can choose a path through an event. Well, with a small army of people, as scary as it is, a small army, Kevin's, which should scare all of us, but a small army of people that understand the intricacies, that can be the agents that I've programmed that can do those things that allow us to reach that level that previously isn't even possible, because we didn't necessarily even have the knowledge that those agents can go retrieve, combine with your knowledge, and create something that's better because they're working together.
Yeah, and also I think to the everlasting question of, will it replace us human? We hear it every time or all the time that it won't, really, because there is still the intuitive and the empathy factor that needs to be involved in there. And I feel like when you're trying to, you know, create, for example, a role out of this AI, you know, being an AI agent, I think there's still a human factor associated to it. So, yeah, I mean, I think it doesn't replace the human touch, but it's just there to amplify it. So you have to see AI not just as a tool, but as a teammate. Like what any other teammate would do, it will make your work, you know, better and faster and smarter. So I think we have to think it that way.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the exceptions that AI is making out of the idea of, you would have to have expertise that would be impossible for all of us to learn, right? So I can't be a coder and a data analyst and a creative and a designer and a videographer and a, you know, and all of those things. But these tools, you can now find a tool that actually allows you to skip over having some of that expertise if you understand the intention, if you understand the goal, if you understand how to reach people in an empathetic and effective way with an experience. Well, now you can actually do more, accomplish more than really what a human being could have done otherwise, because of the hurdle of expertise. Because you have to reach a certain hurdle of expertise to accomplish certain things with certain tools. Well, this actually allows you to stop that. I don't have to know Python now to do some pretty intense data analysis for survey data, and that's super cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to learn Python, so.
Yeah. Yes. And we're all asked to do things outside of our jobs all the time.
Yeah.
So
yes.
You're asked to code, and you're like, okay, where do I start? How do I design this?
Exactly.
So,
Yeah.
So really what I'm getting is that curiosity and empathy are huge skills that are going to help us as humans grow with the AI technology. Right. But I'm going to put you guys on the spot a little bit, because I think curiosity is a great point to bring up, that we're all still learning. We aren't really AI experts, and even those of us who are still learning and
just
growing.
Scratching the surface of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But I think the question I run into all the time is, you have to set aside time to learn it, and where is the best way to go about learning it, to try and create that perfect prompt, or to, I don't know, there's a level of, like, there's a learning curve for any new technology, and I think that intimidates a lot of people.
Yeah.
And how would you guys recommend getting started with that, so it doesn't seem so time consuming to learn a whole new tool to see the impact of this?
I mean, I would, for me, I would really start small, like solving a small problem and experimenting on what kind of AI tools would solve that problem. You know, like what you said, there's always a learning curve, but AI could also gap that learning curve, because AI is basically your teacher. You have to find the right scenario and the right problem, and then test or experiment or research on what AI tools can solve that problem. So I would say, really, yes, I mean, you have to find time if you want to learn something. But for me, the best education is to apply it from an actual situation or an actual scenario. I know that sometimes it could be daunting for someone who is learning it and trying it for the first time, but that's why you have to test it and you have to experiment. And that's really where you would find the right tools to use.
Yeah, I always encourage everyone who is starting to wander into, or just wants to take the next best action in AI, because you could be like, I use ChatGPT all the time, but, like, I don't know, it's okay, but it's not fundamentally changing how I do my job. which I think you could probably fairly say is where a lot of people are right now. Mm-hmm. And so the question then is, well, what's the next best thing that I can do so that this actually changes my life in a significant way? And so I think, one, be willing to read about it every day. And so find a good newsletter, like TLDR AI is fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's you know, people writing on LinkedIn every single day. Yeah. You know, you can just find an expert that speaks to you and consume a little bit about it every day. And then I like to think about the idea of, to Marco's point, find the problems and then go, what would it look like if I tried to solve this in a fundamentally different way? And then ask AI. And then if you don't get a response back that you want, you're like, well, that didn't help me. Mm-hmm. Well, then ask AI, well, why did you say that? I mean, this is part of what's different about AI. And actually, one of the things I don't see a lot of people do, which is like, they get a response, they're like, hey, I didn't solve my problem. But then they don't follow up and say, so why did you give me that answer?
Right. Yep.
Or help me to shape a better way. How should I phrase this to you, ChatGPT, Claude, or whatever, for you to return a better answer to me? Because it'll tell you, and that's part of what's great.
And what I like about AI too is that historical context also of everything that you've asked AI, so you don't really need to repeat. It will just really give you a better answer every time you're asking it. So,
And the last thing that I would say is that I've been telling more people recently is plan a very intentional, immersive time. So it can be an immersive day, it can be an immersive week, if you're really aggressive, an immersive month, but you're like, okay, this one day a week, I'm going to walk in and I'm going to put AI at the base level of everything I do. What does that mean? How does that change how I go about my normal day? And if the first time you try it, it's really, really hard because you try to jump into your email and you try to like, you're like, oh no, that doesn't put AI at the base of how I'm doing my work. Instead, if I ask Copilot, all right, summarize everything in my email from the last 24 hours, that's the most important thing for me to know, and highlight anything that is, you know, a part of my meeting today, or my meetings today that I haven't accomplished yet or something like that, it's starting from the very beginning and making yourself do it completely differently for a certain amount of time, and then actually thinking about or reflecting, how did that change you? What can I now layer on as that next step in an immersive way to make me fundamentally change how I'm going about doing my normal work? It's a bit shocking, and it will highlight to you, like, what do you know? What do you not know? And what do you have to learn next for this to actually be something that impacts you in a really important way?
Yeah, and it's really cool. We don't get a lot of opportunities to think like that anymore, to reshape how we're doing our jobs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because there hasn't been a technology like this in a long time. So I know we only have a couple of minutes left. So I'm going to just ask one final question. What is one thing that you believe that event professionals should start doing right now when it comes to AI?
What they should be prepping right now is like what I mentioned earlier, AI is just not a tool. They have to consider it as their teammate. I've read this somewhere too, where it's also interesting to me because the shift that we're seeing is not just technological, but it's actually cultural. It's going to be a cultural shift because of the way that we work, the way that we tackle problems. It's going to be different. So I feel like, you know, that's everyone or anyone or some, or, you know, a team who embraces or who would embrace this new era of using AI would really lead the new era also of experiential events. So
yeah.
That's a great point.
What's interesting and maybe a bit of a paradox is that I would start it with a very analog thing. And I would ask anybody in events to sit down and to write on a piece of paper what are three things that if you no longer had to do it or spend a significant amount of time on it, that would create the most time and space for you. And then when you finish that, go and ask at least three AIs how they would solve these three things using AI, so that you wouldn't have to do it anymore, and see what it comes back at, and then try them. Try those things and then make it a little bit better. And the whole point is attack the thing that will do the most good for you as your next step. Starting very, very analog, very intentional, and do it that way. And then try those tools. Like, it's very hard. All of us, we're all human beings. We will default to the way we've always done it, and we will do that over and over and over again. Yeah. But we are in this accelerated time right now where none of us as humans or professionals can afford to do that anymore. We have to try. Gotta try these tools.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think what's really interesting is what I'm getting out of this whole conversation is that AI is not just your teammate, but it's your teacher. And I feel like that's not talked about enough of how AI can teach us, how we can use it to build those skills and teach us along the way, and how this is really going to be a cultural shift throughout the entire world.
Yeah.
So I think that really answers the question of, is it going to make an impact? And with a resounding yes. And thank you guys for coming and speaking. This was great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks for having us.
It was
a lot of fun.
And I look forward to hearing more from you guys soon.
Fantastic.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.